Morning Watch, being constituted with the truth and being absolute for the way of the truth and the propagation of the truth for the consummation of the divine economy. Week 3, Saturday. Related verses, Matthew 24:14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole inhabited earth for a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. Matthew 28:20-19, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you all the days until the consummation of the age. Go, therefore, and disciple all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 11:9, they will not harm nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of Jehovah as water covers the sea. Zechariah 8:16. These are the things which you shall do. Each man speak truth to his neighbor, judge with truth, and the judgment of peace in your gates. Romans 1:1-15. Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, a called apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. For God is my witness, whom I serve in my spirit in the gospel of his Son, how unceasingly I make mention of you always in my prayers. So for my part, I am ready to announce the gospel to you also who are in Rome. Romans 1:5. Because of the hope laid up for you in the heavens, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. 1 Timothy 2:7, for which I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I speak the truth, I do not lie, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. Related reading. These four great points, God's creation, man's fall, God's becoming flesh, and God's dispensing, are the major truths in the Bible from God's creation to the New Jerusalem. We must preach these truths as the gospel to others. If we speak clearly, plainly, and logically, then everyone will be able to understand. If we speak clumsily and ambiguously, then no one will be able to understand. Therefore, if we have the burden within that the Lord's recovery would spread to every place, it is not enough just to preach the superficial gospel of Christianity. We must announce to people the major truths in the Bible as the gospel. For this reason, we must study them diligently. In general, the educational level among people today has been raised, and people's reasoning and logic skills are more advanced and enriched than in the past. Furthermore, most people have some philosophical ideas and are able to ponder over all kinds of questions related to human life, questions requiring high levels of psychological reasoning. If we preach these four great truths, people will be appreciative because these truths will match their inner condition, raising their interest and their thinking concerning human life, as well as providing them the highest answers to the true meaning of human life. If someone is saved as a result of this, his salvation will be a surpassing salvation. We believe that this is the only way we can bring the Lord back, as well as meet the need of human society in its present vain condition. The result of society's civilization and progress has been an unremitting emptiness within man. Only the high truths in the Lord's recovery can fill up this emptiness. Therefore, we should bear this burden to diligently study the truth to the extent that we can expound the truth and announce the truth. This is the preaching of the high gospel. Paul says that God had commissioned him to preach the gospel and to teach the truth. In the same way, this commission has been given to us today. I hope that we would all receive this commission to actively preach the gospel and teach the truth. We should no longer speak the superficial gospel of peace and prosperity. The proper gospel is to tell others that the only God, who is the triune God, the Father, Son, and Spirit, became flesh, died on the cross to accomplish redemption, and resurrected to become the life-giving Spirit. This life-giving Spirit is the processed triune God. When man repents and believes into him, immediately he enters into man to be man's life and life supply. He is in man as the essential Spirit and upon man as the economical Spirit. In this way, he becomes one Spirit with man, and man also becomes one Spirit with him. The result is that man possesses real joy, satisfaction, and the true meaning of human life. This is the high gospel that we should announce everywhere. When we preach and speak in this way, the essential Spirit will fill us inwardly, and the economical Spirit will fill us outwardly. The life we live will be a life of love, light, holiness, and righteousness, and we will spontaneously live out God's image. This is true spirituality, true holiness, and true overcoming. Ultimately, this is glory, which will expand to become the kingdom, consummating in the New Jerusalem. This will be the completion of the truth of God's central mystery.